Hello, listeners. This is Beast from the East, Toyo Kanon. This is Sean, and I am here with Henna Jung, who is the president of UGA's, the University of Georgia's, JCC, the Japanese Conversation Club. And I have her here to talk about the club, its origins, what they do, how you can get involved, and why it is of beastly interest here. So how's it going, Henna?
Good. Thank you, Sean.
Terrific, terrific. Thank you much. Thank you for coming. So if you could, give a brief stroke. What is the JCC? What is the Conversation Club?
Japanese Conversation Club is for the students who are studying Japanese, and they could come and use what they learned to, you know, use everyday conversation casually with actual Japanese people.
Okay, okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And can this be augmented by taking Japanese classes at the university, or do you sometimes have students who are taking Japanese who end up finding out about the club and getting involved?
I think it varies. Like, I've never taken Japanese classes before in UJ.
Right.
And I just found out through my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's different kind of groups who kind of find this place. There are some people who are like half Japanese.
Right.
And then they just come by and they just want to practice using it because they don't ever get to use it.
Right.
And they could, this is a nice place for people to gather and like talk about, actually speak Japanese without, you know, studying by themselves. So yeah, it's a good place for people to get together and use Japanese.
Okay, and how long have you been involved with the Conversation Club for?
I actually have been involved like ever since Junichi Sensei.
Yes.
Had just started a club. That was even before I got into UGA.
Right.
It was through my sister, she went to here.
Yeah.
So I came here all the time for several years, and then like I finally got into UGA, and then like I already knew Junichi, and then he asked me, and then by the time I got in, like Kieran?
Yes.
Kieran? Yeah,
Kieran Maynard.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. He officially made a club, made it into a club. And then after he graduated, he asked me to be a president because I was friends with him. So, yeah, and then that's how I became president.
Okay, terrific.
Still going, yeah. I think I learned a lot of Japanese through going this kind of thing. And then I met a lot of friends who speak Japanese, so.
Absolutely. Yes, and I've just recently started coming to the club, and it's been a wonderful time. So for the listeners, describe what a typical conversation club meeting would be like. What day it is, you know. And,
you know. Okay, so like how is it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, it's every Thursday. Starts at 6 p.m. at the Brown Hall.
Yes.
Lobby, and then we start off with 6 o'clock exactly. We divide into three groups: beginners, intermediate, advanced. So intermediate, there's a rule to it that we just created.
Yeah.
So beginners group, they can speak. Well, the problem with beginners is that they can't understand Japanese a lot, and they can't speak Japanese as well. So the conversation leaders, who are usually native, they use English most of the time, and then they teach how to speak Japanese conversational level using English and Japanese. And then intermediate level, Japanese conversation leaders only speak Japanese, and then the students can respond back in English or Japanese.
Okay.
Because in the intermediate levels, they could usually understand, but they can't speak.
Right.
So that was a problem, so that's the intermediate group. And advanced group is more advanced levels, and then we talk about a little bit more higher level stuff. And then we only speak Japanese there, and that's how the group is formed. And then we usually have three or four Japanese conversation leaders coming by, so and they help us out, and they try to start the conversation and lead the conversation.
Okay. Is there like any kind of a time, like maybe a time limit or a restraint on how long you can be in each group, or is it just you know, you just kind of go in as you feel?
There is really no rule for that. The reason is because this club became really popular because it's so casual.
Yes.
So we just want to focus on that. And then the only reason we created the rule is because there's a lot of people who had confusions about which group they belong to or what they're supposed to do. Because it is a club, so like...
True.
So they got really lost in that group. They didn't know what they're supposed to do and did they have any goals. So so the guideline that we created was mainly for that reason.
Another contributed to the club aspect of it is that it gets very casual once the meetings are over. Talk about the fun activities that go on.
Well, after the conversation, it's 7 o'clock,
yes,
and then it's dark, mm-hmm, so and everyone's hungry, so we just head to downtown and usually eat, mm-hmm, and there's some people go back home or some people stay in downtown and drink and socialize. And then I think that's, you know, how the group forms,
right,
and then that's how more people come and join. And then people only come here just to see someone, mm-hmm, or yeah, just to have fun, or like they come in like, was the conversation ends at 7, but
right,
some people come at 7 so they could go out and drink with and eat with people.
Yeah.
So it becomes really, really casual like that. I think it really depends on the group sometimes.
Yeah.
Like every semester, like some people graduate, some people are new to here. So the environment changes every year, but I think it's usually about the same. Yeah.
And there've been on a few occasions when it goes into karaoke. There have been some legendary karaoke sets that have been performed by the JCC. Can you confirm this for me?
Sure about that.
Not really.
you mean Ayaka had organized that. I'm in Shoketini. I didn't go actually because I was working, but occasionally we would do that. We go to karaoke and sing together and social.
All right. What was the last time you did karaoke? If you don't mind my asking.
Oh, actually, something. Yeah.
Okay, what all did you sing? Share.
But the thing is, like, I sang Old Sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Smiley. Yeah, I sang that song.
Okay.
Because, like, everyone sang, because there were a lot of group, and then in a lot of group, I usually sing, like, mellow ballad.
Right.
But then, like, it's in a group, and everyone's singing this, like...
Peppy,
yeah,
like,
pop songs, and like, well, I just have to be part of the group, and...
Yeah. But I respect that, you know, you have to have the ballad integrity, you know, I mean, and just, you know, keep it
exactly
grounded a bit. So who are some of your favorite, if you don't mind, who are some of your favorite singers of, you know?
I like, Acid Man.
Yes.
You know her? Okay, I love them, like... Fuji
Fabric. I'm familiar.
You hear that? Yeah, the vocal died, and then it's replaced by a drummer or something. And then Ajikan. I love Ajikan. Yeah, it's like he takes me back to like high school.
Okay.
I used to listen to him all the time in high school. Recently I'm listening to Takahashi Yu.
Yeah, tell me about Takahashi Yu.
He's like supposed to be very indie, mm-hmm, singer, and then he became recently famous.
Yeah.
And then he sings really, his lyrics are really deep, and he sings about certain issues in Japan that's going on, like rape and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think that was really interesting. And yeah, and I think the recent one that I really like is, what is it? It's called... Fukuwarai.
Yes.
Fukuwarai is like I think it's supposed to be like a mask or something, mm-hmm, in Japanese culture.
Yes.
So it's the lyric. You have to listen to the lyrics. I can't really explain, but
okay.
Yeah, his lyrics are pretty interesting. So
excellent. And when you were a karaoke, did you sing any Mika Nakashima songs by chance?
Oh yeah, I love her. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
She is.
Yeah. You know, I think, yeah. I don't want to try to do anything. I'll hurt myself.
Yeah, I love singing that song. Yeah.
And as far as studying Japanese, is it better to focus on the reading, you know, on reading the characters or writing? What do you think it is? What's your personal letter?
I think reading comes first before writing.
Yeah.
But I think writing comes just kind of naturally because you see it and then you also want to write it.
Definitely.
But I think you shouldn't focus too much on writing too much. But recognizing them first.
Okay.
Unless like you memorize better by writing.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. And break down the character systems just if you could.
Character system? There's like hiragana and katakana and there's kanji. So hiragana and katakana is like the Japanese alphabets that was created by Japanese people. And there's like, I don't know how many sets, like 20?
I think so, yeah.
20, each or something, 20, yeah.
Yeah.
So there are two sets of them, and then there's kanji. Kanji is like the worst part, and then that was derived from Chinese characters. That's made into Japanese style.
Okay. And any final words? Anything to add about the Japanese conversation part?
I think the important part about Japanese conversation club is really to have fun and then really not care about what other people think, because everyone's here to study and learn. No matter what group you are in, everyone's here to learn, and nobody really knows how to speak Japanese, even though they think they know how to speak Japanese.
True.
Even in advanced group, it's tough. Like I always mess up, and then I don't even take pride in it. Like I always want to learn. So if you just show up to brag about how like good you are, it really offends people, and then it makes the environment really bad. So I think just trying to have fun and respect each other is the most important part of it.
It seems like just having the joy of knowing that there are people who share the enthusiasm for learning this new language, kind of immerse themselves in that one culture. Because short of actually being there, you know, or sometimes having that native, you know, background, you never really will have that, you know, have that grasp.
Exactly. It's difficult. I'm not a native English speaker, but it's tough. Like, I've been here for America for years now, but I still can't blend in completely.
And where do you hail from, if you don't mind asking?
Korea. Oh. South Korea. Yeah.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We're actually here. We're here in downtown Athens at Jittery Joe's, and between the smells and the grinders that you hear in the background, it's fun doing this interview. But this has been a pleasure. And just before we wrap, again, the when and the where for everyone.
6:00 Thursdays in Joe Brown.
All right, wonderful. And thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
And a special thanks to Kieran Maynard who had introduced me to the JCC Club. And well, actually, before him, I Taniguchi. She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
Yeah, we took a linguistics course together. But she, I was in touch with her, and she actually helped me out with coming up with a Japanese title for the show, Toyo Kanon. She actually phonetically came up with it, but I stayed in touch with her, and she told me about Kieran and Kit, you know, and then they both told me about the club, and then eventually crossed paths with you, and it's been a very wonderful time. I have a fabulous ex-Japan sticker, which was given to me by Brendan, who was one of the members of the club. And so very grateful to be involved. So spring semester should be starting back.
Yes.
All right, wonderful. Well, this has been an interview with Hannah Jung, president of the Japanese Conversation Club here at the University of Georgia in Athens, Georgia. And this will be up pretty soon on the Beats from the East podcast site. It is scpolite.podomatic.com, as will be the next installment of the Beats from the East podcast. And an interview with Mr. Tom Oleski, our good Tokyo promoter buddy. So have a wonderful day. We'll see you soon.